Welcome to our podcast, Bits of South Elementary. We are fifth graders in Plymouth, Massachusetts, and we recently had a virtual tour of Washington, D.C. Listen to some of my classmates as they tell you about important monuments and points of interest.
Hello, welcome to Bits of South Elementary. This is
Ava,
Charlotte,
and Isaiah.
We are fifth graders at South Elementary School in Plymouth, Massachusetts.
Today, we will tell you a little bit about the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial in Washington, D.C.
The Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial is located in West Potomac Park, the address 1964 Independence Avenue in Washington, D.C. It was chosen as a reference to the 1964 Civil Rights Act. This monument covers 4 acres of land.
It is pretty cool that the inspiration for the memorial design is a line from King's speech, "I Have a Dream." The lines are, "Out of the mountain of despair, a stone of hope."
Did you know that it is the newest monument in Washington, D.C.? The monument was supposed to open on August 22, 2011. Due to damage from Hurricane Irene, they needed to move the date to October 16, 2011.
This monument is made of all-white granite.
And it is 30 feet tall.
Charlotte, who created this huge monument and how much did it cost?
The creator is Leigh Yixon. And did you know this memorial costed about $120 million raised all through donations?
Wow, all these cool facts make me want to go there. You should too.
Welcome to Bits of South Elementary. Our names are Audrey,
Jack,
and Lily.
We live in Plymouth, Massachusetts. We are in fifth grade, and we go to South Elementary School.
The topic of today is the U.S. Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is a special building where possible suspects may be sentenced to jail.
Fun facts. It is located in Washington, D.C. John Marshall is the only one of the two justices to be labeled on a type of money. The court did not have a permanent location until 1935. The second Chief Justice only worked for a couple months before they rejected his permanent nomination.
In history, the court has settled a lot of major cases that have been looked over by smaller courts. In 1973, the Supreme Court approved a very famous decision legalizing abortion. Another example is ruling effects in the lives of Americans.
These are reasons you should visit the Supreme Court. It was established in 1789. In the past, 112 justices have served. The interior have lovely decor and is a cool historic place in D.C.
Thank you for listening! Bye!
Welcome to Bits of South Elementary School.
My name is Ava.
My name is Ruby.
And my name is Landon.
We are here to tell you about the U.S. Capitol Building.
The U.S. Capitol Building is located in Washington, D.C.
The Capitol was designed by William Thornton.
It covers over 4 acres, which is also 175,170 square feet.
The House has over 600 rooms.
In the U.S. Capitol, the Senate and the House of Representatives come together to discuss, debate, and deliberate national policy.
On August 24, 1814, the U.S. Capitol building burned down because British came during the War of 1812.
The U.S. Capitol building is huge. It has 5 floors. The building contains approximately 540 rooms and has 658 windows, 108 in the dome alone, approximately 850 doorways.
There is a statue on top of the dome. It is a symbol of freedom. It is called Thomas Crawford's Statue of Freedom.
The crypt's 40-door columns of brown stones surmounted by groined sand arches of the floor of rotunda. The star on the center of the floor denotes the point of which the streets of Washington are laid out and numbered.
Located in the crypt are 13 statues from the representing the 13 original colonies.
This center section of the building was completed in 1827 under the direction of the third architect of the Capitol, Charles Bulfinch.
The U.S. Capitol is among the most architecturally impressive and symbolically important buildings in the world.
The U.S. Capitol is a museum of American art and history. Each year it is visited by an estimated 3 to 5 million people
from around the world.
Construction started in 1793, but it was not finished until almost 20 years later.
Its designs, derived from ancient Greece and Rome, evoked the ideals that guided the nation's founders as they framed the new republic.
The United States Capitol Building is located in Washington, D.C., at the eastern end of the National Mall on a plateau 88 feet above the level of the Potomac River.
Thank you for listening to our part. We hope you enjoyed our facts.
Hello, welcome to Bits of South Elementary. Today we will tell you about the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum. My name is Lars and my partners are
Jacob
and
Matthias.
We are from Plymouth, Massachusetts. Most of this information came from the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum website.
The Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum opened July 1, 1976. It was known for its amazing models of ships, aircrafts, planes. Here are some of the cool things there.
X-Wing. Lucasfilm LTD was the company to build the X-Wing from Star Wars. The X-Wing has a wingspan of 37 feet.
Star Trek. This 3.4 meter, which is 11 feet, model of fictional Starship Enterprise was used to film the weekly hour-long Star Trek television show.
Space Shuttle Discovery. This spaceship flew on top of an aircraft from Florida all the way to Washington, D.C. Space Shuttle Discovery was transferred to the Smithsonian for a permanent display.
Douglas DC-3. The Douglas DC-3 was one of the most successful airliners in history. It was the first airliner able to profit only from passengers. Fun facts. Wilbur and Orville were the first to build and fly an airplane. Yuri Gagarin was the first in space. Neil Armstrong was the first to touch the moon. This museum welcomes more than 8 million people every year.
Thank you for listening and have a good day.
Hi, it's Jacob and Quinn, and we are on the Bits of South Elementary School podcast.
Hi, it's Jacob. Today we'll be chatting about the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
This tomb is so important that it has guards keeping it safe 24/7.
If you're still here, you must want to learn about this monument. I'll hand the mic to Quinn for the first fact.
Thanks, Jacob. On to the first fact. There are many quotes on this tomb. One of the best quotes is, "Freedom is a light that many men have died in darkness." I'll give this to Jacob to read another amazing quote.
Hi, it's Jacob again. Another awesome quote is, "The independence and liberty you possess are the work of joint councils and joint efforts of common danger and suffering success."
This monument is a tribute to the three soldiers that passed away in World War II and were never identified.
Okay, back to the actual tomb. This specific stone was built after World War I, and it costed about $48,000 in 1920, and 3 years after World War I ended.
We hate to end the facts like this, but
unfortunately, on June 12, 2020, the tomb was vandalized when someone spray-painted "committed genocide" on the face of the tomb.
Now we come to the end of our podcast. We hope you enjoyed our facts about this amazing monument. This is a respective way to pay honor to those three soldiers.
Hi, I'm Lance Menard from South Elementary.
Hi, I'm Sammy, and welcome to Bits of South Elementary.
Today we are going to learn about the White House. We will learn about the structure, how much it cost, and when it was finished.
The White House cost $397.9 million.
The White House's paint cost $85,000 and used 550 gallons of white paint.
The White House's address is 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Although it's been fun, this is the end of our podcast. We hope you have enjoyed it as much as we did. Remember, keep learning and stay possum. South Elementary School, signing out.